loaded forever and ever.
Little indie rock electro remix.
This vault of 10-inch steel plate will open only to the frequency of my own voice repeating this equation. G for gamma, B for beta, A for alpha, omega for open sesame.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
It's wrong. Shockingly wrong.
Harmony's layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Only you knew what Show Before Us did to us.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Wow, what a toy!
I want you to play like I do.
President Bush has authorized spying on American citizens as part of his war on terror without obtaining court approval at any time.
Just exactly what reality are we checking?
Thank you.
could have made wonderful music together.
Friends and music lovers, and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight, DJ Easy Ed, the DJ who alternately comes on before me from 6 to 8 p.m., along with Steve Harnish, who does it the other half of the time. Well, tonight, he was unable to make his show. And in fact, the last time he was on the air a couple of weeks ago, I was on a trip to New York. So I haven't seen or heard him in a couple of weeks. And I've been hankering for some of his styles of music. And thusly, the theme of our sound collage this evening. It's called In the Vaults with The Ventures, Norman Petty, and Bon Scott AC/DC. Yeah, so tonight we're going to be mixing up music from the great No, he's more than great. He's outstanding music producer, Norman Petty. And then songs from The Ventures, the 1960s surf music phenomena, from their In the Vault series. And then we're also going to be hearing some Bon Scott era AC/DC. Bon Scott was their first vocalist, who unfortunately died in February of 1980. And, well, we owe an awful lot of great music to him. And we're going to be hearing tracks from their rather raw Volts Bonfire album. And then, so we started off the music in our show with a Norman Petty produced track by the Kingpins. That was called Door Banger, also known as the 94 Second Surf. And I got that off of an excellent album called That Swifts. Instrumentals from the Norman Petty Vaults. And then we followed that with something off of The Ventures Volume 3 of their In the Vault series, Kickstand. And then AC/DC and Dirty Eyes, which, that was an early recording, and it later evolved into the song Whole Lot of Rosie. And if you're as hardcore an AC/DC fan as I am, then hopefully you'll also just find it fascinating to hear these alternate versions of AC/DC songs that are the same thing, only different, which is kind of the key to having future hits once you've made one, isn't it? So, yeah, a little bit more background on the artists we're going to be hearing from this evening. The Ventures were an American instrumental rock band, and not only did they play a predominant role in surf music as well as rock and roll in general, they're the best-selling instrumental band of all time, having sold over 100 million records. And Norman Petty, who was an American musician, songwriter, and a pioneer record producer. And he helped shape popular modern music, pop and rock music. He first started as Buddy Holly's recording engineer and became his manager and producer until Buddy Holly died in 1958. And then he went on to do that same kind of thing for so many other bands. And then, well, backing me up right now is Sandy Nelson with Tough Beat, which is basically the DJ Easy Ed's theme song. And I also wanted to mention that a particular note are audio clips from Who Knows Where this evening. Alexandra Kittle, who was a DJ here on WMFO for several years, she co-hosted the Bleeding Heart Show, one of my absolute favorites. And she always had a theme, which is a great way to construct a show, I think. And there were also sometimes special, really arty prizes, handmade compilations of music from a show with a particular theme. And I'm very lucky to, privileged, in fact, to have two of them that Alex Kittle handmade and that I won, I guess, yes, as being a loyal listener. And then we've also got plenty of little clips from vintage TV ads too, mixed in between and on top of the music. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going as we bring you music from the vaults with The Ventures, Norman Petty, and Bon Scott AC/DC. And also, yeah, I wanted to mention that the third song in the next set, an AC/DC song, Touch Too Much, it's the same track that is on Highway to Hell, but but the riffs are different, and so are the lyrics. So, yeah. It's a touch too much, only pretty different. An early version. So here are the Ventures, and, well, let's just say, we're going to start off this next set in the Ventures, and a very traditional, a traditional song that's hundreds of years old, Greensleeves. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
G.I. Joe is G.I. Joe.
other day, I called up my wife. I said to her, honey, I've been thinking about the last time we had sex. I'm getting excited. She said, who is this?
You should have licked that girl where she licked you.
It's wrong. Shockingly wrong.
More fun than getting dirty.
It doesn't make sense to me why other people wouldn't.
Now, God darn it, you kids call that dancing? Now, ain't that pitiful? Just God darn pitiful. Tell me you want me to dance to that hogwash? You'll never get me to dance to that. That's for God darn sure. Grandpa. Well, I might try it just once, mind you. Hold it, God darn it, you're stepping on my feet. Oh, wait a minute here, you're spinning me around too fast. God darn it, hold it, I said. Okay, hold it. Now, wait a minute here. You're stepping on my feet again. God, no, oh, God, son, you.
The ability to fly no longer available in Bud Light.
Medium-priced cars, car for car, across the board, the 1958 Edsel is the one that's new and the lowest price, too. So see your Edsel dealer.
you're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It is a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a different weekly theme. And this evening, it's called From the Vault, with the Ventures, Norman Petty, producer of so many fine bands and songs, and tracks from AC/DC's Volts album, the fourth CD on their Bonfire artifact. Well, it's more than one artifact. It's got four different CDs, a vinyl album, a poster, a whole bunch of other cool stuff. For those who are real AC/DC aficionados, and in particular, for the sake of this show, there are a lot of alternate versions of their songs that were later released on their more polished albums. Yes, yeah, some people would say, well, nothing AC/DC does was really polished, but I completely disagree. In any case, we began the last set with something from the Ventures in the Vaults, Volume 2, their version of Green Sleeves, a traditional song, hundreds of years old. And then, as produced by Norman Petty, The Five Counts with That's Swift. And AC/DC, Touch Too Much, on their album Highway to Hell, there's a song called Touch Too Much, but it's got different riffs and different lyrics. They're different songs, and it's great to have both of them. Then The Ventures once again with The Real McCoy and Grandpa McCoy, maybe. Canadian Nomads gave us the Las Vegas scene from an album that is central to tonight's sound collage. That's Swift, instrumentals from the Norman Petty Vaults. And then AC/DC finished out the set with the Bonfire version of It's a Long Way to the Top, If You Want to Rock and Roll, which is also on their TNT album. Well, let's start off the next set with some more Ventures. And, well, this is a pretty canonical Tears of the Gods show, because yes, we've only got three features for you, three featured artists, and we're only playing them pretty much. So I hope you're enjoying your sound collage party this evening. Let's get things started off with the Ventures once again, and here is their version of Son of a Preacher Man, only here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sometimes my kids seem like a bunch of kangaroos.
We have pictures of you so-called mooners. And just because the pictures aren't of your faces doesn't mean we can't identify you. At this very moment, those pictures are on the way to Washington, where the FBI has experts in this type of identification. If you turn yourselves in now, you may escape a federal charge.
Going to rule. American history, practical math.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream or a double?
Shrunken heads for all occasions. Collect them, swap them, give them to your witch doctor friends.
I have a dream that diabetes will go away. No more shots, no more pricking fingers.
I was really brave when we first went to the hospital. I didn't cry. My dad did, though.
Right now, these children can only imagine life without type 1 diabetes. They'll never outgrow it. Some will face complications like kidney failure, blindness, and heart disease. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes also. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation has already made our day-to-day lives so much better.
Every year on my birthday, when I blow out the candles, I wish for a cure.
Call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Please fix it so I don't have diabetes anymore.
626,000 investors.
That's how many people SIPC has helped since 1970.
$15 billion.
That's how much SIPC helped investors to recover.
What is SIPC? The Securities Investor Protection Corporation. An investor's first line of defense in the unlikely event a brokerage firm fails.
SIPC for real people like me.
And me.
And you. Learn more at www.sipc.org.
I grew up in an all-white neighborhood.
I grew up in a diverse neighborhood.
Everyone I knew was just like me.
Brought something different to the party.
They looked like me, thought like me, acted like me. So my neighborhood always stayed the same.
They introduced me to different tastes, different ideas, and different ways of doing things. So my neighborhood always got more interesting.
They definitely helped shape the way I look at things.
And they prepared me for the future.
They did?
They did.
A neighborhood rich in diversity can leave its inhabitants better off and more able to succeed in the global community we and our children will face in the years to come. To better understand the full range of benefits offered by neighborhood diversity, please log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org.
I want my kids to live a richer life.
A message brought to you by the National